Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We, of course, have been following very closely the story of what is going on in Cabo Delgado. Jasmine Opperman, who is a specialist in this area, focusing on Africa, a terrorist specialist, joins us on the line as she does. Jasmine, a very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard, and morning, listeners. I'm cold. That's the only thing I have to say this morning.
Yeah, but as my late grandmother used to say, cold hands, warm heart, or something like that, right?
Yeah, okay. Let's go with that one. I'll survive.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so before we even start talking about the South African Defense Force, what we do, what is the current situation in Cabo Delgado?
Howard, not good. The humanitarian calamity at play is quite widely published. We are now reaching over 800,000 people, and most of them are fleeing into a second nightmare of limited capacity by government to take care of them. NGOs are struggling to get to the people with food supplies and essential needs in specific areas because of the security situation. In terms of the security situation, to put it in one sentence, during May we had the highest level of incidents recorded since the insurgency have started, which tells you that the insurgents are still in momentum, they're still expanding, they are still directing government security force deployments, and because of the clampdown, people are not always informed about this reality.
Yeah, and it's very difficult because it's happening on our doorstep. We almost don't want to know too many of the details because maybe it's a little bit scary.
I do agree. I think the SADC or SADC is struggling. Mm. Mm. I think it's struggling to find a commonality or a common approach. We already have seen Tanzania and Mozambique differ on that. And then, needless to say, the diplomatic relationship between South Africa and Mozambique is not that good. So all these dynamics are at play within SADC, and everyone is looking at SADC for a regional intervention force. I'm afraid there's a lot to be done before we can even consider putting boots on the ground, irrespective the dire need thereof.
Yeah, so it seems to be, and there was an article written by Shannon Ibrahim, who certainly I'm not a fan of, and I view everything she writes with tremendous skepticism. I have to say that from the get-go. But she's saying that SADC needs to deal with this on its own and show the world that they can do it. Why? Why is that the case? Why does SADC have to show the world that they can deal with it? Surely the most important thing is to deal with it, not to showcase anything.
We don't have to showcase anything. I have not read the article, let me be honest. But we do not have to showcase anything to the world. What we need to admit as SADC is our shortcomings, our capabilities, our financial need for a sustained deployment, but what we need to prove is that we care about the people of Cabo Delgado, that there is a humanitarian crisis we have not seen in the region, and that we want to promote stability in the region at all. Or we want to create stability that favors the people of the region, because it is a regional problem. But proof to the world? No, we have nothing to prove to the world. We are not like NATO. There was an article yesterday on actually a very good article. We must look at SADC for what it is, its shortcomings, and how it can easily become part of the conflict complex and actually aggravate the situation.
In what sense can SADC aggravate the situation?
Howard, let me give you an example of last week, and we've known this since the 25th of March. The Palma attack. Soldiers being accused of raiding banks, looting property, and putting the money in their pockets. This has happened previously with district capitals, and this has now been published. And We even had soldiers being arrested trying to escape with cash to with a Dow to Tanzania. So you are sitting with a force, a security force, with no credibility, no trust with the local communities that see them as actually deteriorating their situation. Now you move into Cabo Delgado, you want to improve the humanitarian side, and yet you are a partner with such a security force. Already you're two steps behind. You will be seen as part of the Mozambican security force that is actually not caring about the people of Cabo Delgado, and it will not take much for the communities to simply withdraw and refuse to share intelligence and work with a regional intervention force. I know, Howard, just a quick another example. Tanzania, severe clampdown on the border area with Cabo Delgado. There's already high levels of mistrust with the community. They're not getting cooperation. Irrespective of that, we had the attacks in October. So, no, we cannot and we will be discredited if we are going in as a partner.
Very, very interesting indeed. Before I let you go, has there been any spread or has the conflict remained in that specific area?
What has happened, Howard, quickly, is that the conflict area itself remains the same, but there's greater recognition that the feeding streams into or for the insurgents are coming from Nampula, which we have all known, and I've mentioned this on the program, Nyasa, which I've mentioned on this program. There's a greater realization that the support streams are coming from a much wider area. Also, weapons coming into Cabo Delgado, not only being taken from soldiers, and then financial income, ransom, kidnapping for ransom, has become and has been acknowledged for the first time. So has the conflict area expanded? No. Has the feeding streams, for be it weapons, money, or whatever, be acknowledged as a wider problem? Yes.
And that's where we have to leave it, Jasmine Opperman, bringing us up to date and always with an incredible amount of knowledge and understanding of the nuance in the area. Speaking about the South African Defence Force, speaking about SADC and the issues in Cabo Delgado.